Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Having a great visit with our good friend Chris Moscovides, tmg-emedia.com. tmg-emedia.com. Chris, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find the parent company that I own that will take you to our development area, to cybersecurity area, to managed services, and to consulting. You'll learn all about us. We've been in business also 30 years and heading to our 31st. Yeah. And by the way, I'm getting ready for my second book. It's itself going to the editor, and we're going to launch it on your show.
Absolutely.
And it is Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity, the Essential Planning Guide. And we talk about the new world of privacy, the regulations that are controlling it, and the impact that all these things have in the way we approach cybersecurity.
Well, good for you. Well done, and I'm looking forward to that. And thanks again, Chris, for being here. We're looking forward to launching your book. Talk to us about I've been partitioning this thing that we're going through as pre-pandemic, mid-pandemic, which I also call the wormhole. I say we're going through a wormhole here right now at this very moment, and through mid-pandemic, on our way to post-pandemic. What do you think technology, what are your some of your general thoughts about technology, how we use it, how it will help us, what will happen to it, how it will morph in post-pandemic? What do you think?
Well, I think that is the thing that has been proven categorically right now is the importance of staying connected, the importance of having good tech rolled out and well-managed technology, and the importance of cybersecurity. So up until this pandemic, everybody at the end of the day was rolling their eyes up when they were talking technology or cybersecurity, like, yeah, you got to talk to the IT guys, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So they were sort of kind of like relegated a little bit in the background. This is no longer the case. IT is front and center, cybersecurity is front and center right now the room.
It's going to be on the CEO's radar every day.
Exactly. We without technology and cybersecurity right now, you're out of business. Get used to it. So what's going to happen going forward is, you know, like you said, CEOs and the executive team is going to realize the importance that technology plays, and they're going to invest a great deal of money and thought in making sure that they can have and they can operate in a distributed way, I mean, a distributed workforce, telework and all of that. Because we're already doing it. You know, we are already doing it, and we're doing it very successfully. So you're going to see an increase in using cloud resources. You're going to see an increase in using technology as a service instead of having, you know, a team of people permanently locked in into an office. Now you're going to be using technology on demand, working from home, working from a phone, working from the road. Mm-hmm. All of these things are going to be there. This is going to have a dramatic impact in the way we think about workflows and the way we do business, but it will also have a dramatic impact in the commercial real estate space.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to escape anybody. It's like, wait a minute, why am I paying millions of dollars worth of rent to maintain
right.
these offices downtown where when I can certainly have three-quarters of my employees work from home and have a hotel kind of check-in
and have
a couple of conference rooms.
That same manager 6 months ago, you would have had to have netted him and tranquilized him to get him to do that. Now he realizes
exactly.
that he can do it. So here's another question for you, though. Here's something that I think is going to be a major change, maybe the biggest change in technology going forward, and that is the new understanding of how badly broadband is distributed, especially to the last mile of America. What do you think?
I think you're right, which is, again, no surprise. But broadband is not equally distributed, and there are poor areas and rural areas in the United States that have no broadband at all. So you again see the social divide in the United States between the have and have-nots, and that impacts not only their ability to work, and their access to information, but it also impacts directly their ability to get educated, because mm-hmm. education is now remote, and healthcare and all that. So unless we stop having these polarized political conversations and actually sit our butts down and have a meaningful conversation about how to bridge this gap between the haves and the have-nots, you're going to see a fairly dystopian country where you have an information accessing elite and you have masses of people that have no access to information.
I think companies are not going to allow that to happen, because they're going to want, if they got a good employee who lives on a farm out in the last mile, they're going to want that connection out there. Hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Always a great job. You always help us out a lot. Come back soon. And
always my pleasure.
Chris Muscovites, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.